Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and thank you for listening to Guerrilla Christianity, an unconventional, no apologies exposition of God's grace. I'm Pastor Brett Walker. We continue to look at the five promises we make to the local church when we become members, and this week we look at what it means to participate by our service. Our guest speaker, Jen Andrade, has quite a unique perspective on service, being active in the United Methodist Women and also serving as a missionary in residence to La Familia, Mexico. She delivers quite a strong message based on Jesus' washing of his disciples' feet. So grab your Bible, turn it to John chapter 13, and join our guest speaker as she tells us what it means to support the church by our service. A scripture lesson this morning comes to us from the book of John, chapter 13. John, chapter 13, verses 3 through 15. This morning we continue our series on the five promises that we make when we join the local church, the five promises to participate faithfully in the ministry of the local church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness. Today we're going to look at how we can participate fully in the ministry of the local church by our service. And so let us hear the word of the Lord for us this morning. John chapter 13, beginning at verse 3. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you will have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was going to betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet, he had put on his robe and had returned to the table. He said to them, "Do you know what I have done for you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example that you also should do as I have done for you." This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, this morning we have a guest speaker. I've invited Jen Andrade to speak on behalf of, Pittman United Methodist Church, but also a mission that she leads to La Familia, Mexico, a mission that my wife and I were fortunate to participate in 2011. She'll be leading another group this coming summer. And so I wanted to have her come and speak what it means to her about Christian service. So, Jen, would you come up, please? Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm honored that Pastor Brett asked me to share with you all this morning on the topic of service. When we make our commitment as members of a United Methodist congregation, as you know, part of what we promise is to uphold it with our service. I take that commitment seriously, as I hope you all do as well. However, I believe that making a commitment to serve others is not just the responsibility of a United Methodist. It is the duty of all Christians everywhere. In fact, when we look at the scripture passage that was read for us of Jesus washing his disciples' feet and telling them to do likewise, we see that service is not a suggestion. Rather, it is a command. He gave the example, and now we are to do for others what he has done for us. Some of you may remember the story that takes place in John 21, 15 to 17, where it's after the resurrection and Jesus is on the beach. The disciples were in the boat. They come ashore and Jesus meets with Peter and some of the other disciples on the shore of Galilee, and Jesus asked Peter a question. What question did he ask Peter, Pastor Brett?
Do you love me?
Simon, son of John, do you love me? And Peter replied, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And Jesus replied, then feed my lambs. Now, Jesus asked that question three times, but each time that Peter says, yes, I love you, you know that I love you, Lord, Jesus says, then do this, then feed my lambs. Notice that Jesus did not say, good for you, Peter, I'm glad that you love me. No. He told Peter to do something in response to his love, to serve others. As Christians, it's easy to say, yes, I love you, Jesus. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. But we can't just stop there. We are commanded to then go and serve others in the name and love of Jesus. I am very blessed to be able to say that I grew up in a Christian home where my parents modeled a life of Christian service, especially my mother. She was often helping a church with the United Methodist Women or the Missions Committee, setting up for communion or making a banner to be displayed at church. Our home was, she was not only just serving at church though, at home as well. Our home was always open to the neighborhood children, friends, relatives, traveling missionaries, you name it. For her, it was never an imposition to set an extra place at the table. She exemplified a life of service, even in her last years. When she could no longer do some of the other things, she still found ways to serve by working in the nursery, mentoring younger members in Bible study, being a prayer warrior, and she was still opening her home to visiting missionaries. Doing all those things came from her love for Jesus, and the older I become, the more I understand that my life of service is not just about loving other people, but rather it is a way that I can show my love for my Savior. A little over 27 years ago, I had the opportunity to go on a mission trip to Mexico to serve the people of a Methodist congregation in a poor rural village called La Palmilla. I had no idea that God would use that experience to change my life in ways no one could ever have imagined. I just want to highlight a few ways that my life has changed since my first trip to La Palmilla. First of all, when I went, I knew no Spanish. That's a problem. That was a problem, because they only spoke Spanish. And Nahuatl, another language. They didn't speak any English. And so in 27 years, I am now a Spanish teacher. Can you believe that? I was teaching deaf and hard of hearing children for many years using sign language. Never, ever would have dreamed that I would be teaching Spanish. So my Spanish skills obviously grew in leaps and bounds, and my job changed. I actually went back on a couple more short-term mission trips to La Palmilla, and that experience and those experiences actually led to me going into full-time mission service. I actually spent almost 2 years in Mexico serving as a coordinator, assistant coordinator for the volunteer mission program there. And that's when I met my husband. And so my husband's family is from Mexico. I now have two homes and two lives. I have my life in Pittman and my job teaching Spanish and my home here, but I now have another home, and that is in La Palmilla. I have built a home there over the last few years. That's my right now vacation, but soon to be a retirement home someday. I can dream, right? But it really is another life, as Pastor Brett can attest to. It's just so different than here, and yet it's such a blessing for me to be able to experience two lives and to be able to minister in both of those places and serve in both places. Having my home there over the last 4 to 5 years, and I have been spending my vacations, my summer, I'm a teacher, so I can spend my summers there, has led me to see more needs than maybe I originally saw although there are tons of needs there, but I saw the need for children. We take for granted that our children go to school, right? Don't you take for granted that your boys just go to school? And we take for granted that our children will at least graduate from high school, and we hope that they'll go to college. And yet it's a totally different story in La Pamia, because most children go to elementary school, and parents really work hard to make sure that that happens, even if it means borrowing money. Many of them go to middle school, but very few get a chance to go to high school because it costs money, and it costs more money than they have to send their children to high school. And especially if you have a family of two or three children, then how do you send your oldest one to high school when your little ones are in elementary school and you have to get them at least their elementary education? So seeing the needs and seeing the issues, the Lord put on my heart a few years ago to start a sponsored children project. And I look back now and I just kind of laugh at myself, actually, and my lack of faith, because I felt that God was calling me to do this. And so I sat down, and I can remember the day I sat down and I made a list of 22 children, 23 children that I knew really their parents really needed help, just to get them school supplies, backpacks, maybe a pair of shoes, just to go back to elementary school. And I made the list and I laid it before the Lord, and I prayed and I said, okay, Lord, you know, I feel that you're calling me to do this and to serve you in this way. Could you please provide sponsors for these 22 children? And I didn't hear him laugh at the time, but I'm sure he did. Because within some months, by the time I went to La Pamia in June of that year, I had sponsors for 52 children. And the year after that, I had sponsors and help for 81 children. And this past summer, we were able to help 130 children to go back to school, to have their school supplies, to have their backpacks or their shoes, whatever they need, to pay school fees. We have children there that are in, they're not children, we have youth, they would probably yell at me if they heard me call them children, but we have youth there from the church who are in high school because of their sponsors, because they would not be able to be in high school right now if it was not for the help of their sponsors. And so I, again, never saw me doing that, but God gave me that opportunity and put that on my heart to do, and he's blessed that project in many ways. And so I was visiting with a former pastor just last week, and he was asking me about my life in La Pamia, and I was sharing about my summer experience there and all that goes on. And he said, so actually, you're kind of like a missionary in residence. I said, yeah, actually, I guess you could say that. But it comes from 27 years of knowing those people, of building trust, of being able to see their needs, and then just letting God work through me or whatever in order to meet those needs, because it's not me. When those children, when they get their backpack or their school supplies and they say, gracias, hermana Jenny, thank you, sister Jenny, I always say to them, don't thank me, thank God, and thank your sponsors. But more than even thanking your sponsors, it's thanking God, because God knows you and God loves you and God put it on your sponsor's heart to help you, even though they don't know you and they live so far away. And so to be able to share God's love in that way has been really exciting. So wow, all of that, which all started simply because I answered the call to go on a two-week mission trip 27 years ago. I had no clue. When you open your heart to service and say yes to God, you don't know where that's going to lead. My congregation in La Pamia is an amazing group of Christian brothers and sisters who, despite all their troubles, trials, and their economic hardships, continue to love and serve each other and reach out to their community in the love of Jesus. Are they perfect? Not by any means. They are sinners saved by grace, as we all are. But they keep on following Christ's command to serve others, even as we here are trying to serve them, they are serving others in their community. 17 years ago, they saw the need for a bigger sanctuary. because they had well outgrown theirs. I can remember being in services where literally people were standing outside looking in the windows, open windows, in order to be in church because there was no place for anybody to sit. And so they began construction, trusting that over time God would help provide the resources needed to bring it to completion. It was a huge step of faith for them. 17 years later, the new sanctuary is still not finished. Can you imagine? 17 years. But thanks to the support of Pittman United Methodist Church and Trinity United Methodist Church in Mullica Hill, and the three mission teams who have gone down in the past few years, the sanctuary is finally enclosed, meaning there's the roof, and there are windows and doors. However, there is still work to be done. They are about $81,000 short of being able to completely finish it. That's a lot of money to us. But imagine what that is like to a congregation where the minimum wage of a daily worker is $10 to $12 a day. And that is what he, the man, is supporting his whole family on. They work hard to be able to contribute to the building fund. They do, God bless them, but it's just not enough. And so that's why we come along beside them to serve. I'm taking another mission trip, another mission trip team, as Pastor Brett said, next July to continue to help. Although when we're there, we will be doing physical labor on the construction site. Our main job right now is to raise funds for the building supplies before we go. Is it easy? No. Does it take time and effort? Absolutely, yes. And is it worth it? You better believe it. Because when we live our lives in service to others, God's love flows through us and we let the light of Jesus shine. We are also changed from within as we experience the joy that comes from giving of ourselves in the name of the one who gave his all for us. In the John 13 passage of the washing of the feet, Jesus ends by telling the disciples that they would be blessed if they would do what he was telling them to do. Some of you truly understand what Jesus was saying, that when we serve others, we receive a blessing as well. I would encourage you this morning to all take seriously Jesus' command to serve others and to see how God can work wondrous things in small and great ways in and through you. Let us pray. Oh God, our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this beautiful fall morning, and we thank you for the reminder that you call us to serve, each and every one of us, in our own ways. In small and great ways, Lord, you call us to be in service to others, to shine your light and share your love. We pray that you would open our eyes and open our minds and hearts to see where you would have us serve. Teach us, O Lord, what you would have us to do in your name, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who gave us his all for us. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. If you live in the Salem County area, you can join us in person. Ebenezer United Methodist Church in Auburn holds its worship service every Sunday at 9 a.m. And Hudson United Methodist Church in Pettertown holds its worship service at 10:30. We also have Bible study during the week. If our message has touched you in some way, won't you let us know in the comments? We hope you'll join us again for Guerrilla Christianity. God bless you.